Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hodgson moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodgson moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgson scores. Quell moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barna. Moses reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is called out on strikes. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hewson moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Culberson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodgen moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgen moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-1 in the game. Barna strikes out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hewson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtwright is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hodgin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Hodgin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 2 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kurtwright. The throw from Conroy to Newsom and they have Kurtwright trapped. The throw over to Metkovich, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien pinch hits for Bill Conroy. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Tex Houston. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tucker. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Culberson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for a single. Culberson moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee now catching. Mace Brown now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.